Sandy told me at the time that the quickest way to the chain reaction and all its consequences was to make a chain reaction, and that could probably be done first and most easily by the techniques most familiar to him, using natural uranium. And so we launched on a career of trying, first of all, to see whether neutrons were emitted and in what number, and a great deal of emphasis was placed on the quantitative aspects of the subject. The paper, The Production of Neutrons in Uranium Bombarded by Neutrons, by Anderson, Fermi, and Hanstein, was submitted to the Physical Review 1 month after that, March 16, 1939, and then appeared in the April 15th issue. And this showed that indeed neutrons were emitted and in fairly copious numbers. Experiments were a little bit on the rough side, but one could conclude from that experiment that 1.5 neutrons were emitted from uranium for each thermoneutron that was absorbed by uranium, and that was a very important number, and not really very far from what is now known to be the value of that number, about 1.33. Experiments were also being done. In fact, they always seem to be about a week or so ahead of us, by Joliot, Halban, and Kowarski, in working in Paris under very difficult conditions. And at the same time, and going on in the same laboratory at Columbia, Szilard had gotten together with Zinn, and they also carried out an experiment demonstrating the emission of fast neutrons when uranium absorbed a thermal neutron.